Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. The Grow Show is brought to you by Marty Grinder's Grow Group, where we specialize in teaching landscaping companies how to clarify their platform, grow their people, build their processes, and realize profits. Everything we teach is grounded in real experience. Our team is actively involved in the day-to-day operations of Southwest Ohio's Grinder Landscaping Company. New episodes of The Grow Show are released weekly on Wednesdays. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Now, here's your host, Marty Grinder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever the case may be. This is Marty Grinder from Grinder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group with another exciting edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, we're going to talk about procrastination and the dangers of it and some of the solutions for it. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since walking. Yes, walking. I know that sounds silly, but in the last year, I've lost 23 pounds, trying to lose another 5 to hit my ultimate goal. I've changed my eating habits. Should have listened to my wife years ago on that one, but I digress. Most of my weight loss can be attributed to walking and a little bit of weightlifting. I'm averaging over 150,000 steps a week, and a year ago, that seemed impossible. It's not that hard, folks. If I do at least 10,000 a day and a couple 20Ks in there, it's not too hard to get there. If I walk 18 holes, that's normally about 17,000 steps. I get there pretty quickly. I try to make it a game to see what I can do. And while I walk, I think, I call clients when I can be quiet. I capture ideas on my phone. I listen to educational podcasts. And I listen to the Cincinnati Bengals Booth podcast, my favorite podcast. It's good stuff. Years ago, my friend and fitness guru Joe Owens told me every mile you walk or run, every mile you walk or run adds one more day to your life. Now, I think he made that up because Joe could do that, but it's a pretty good thought. And I think at this rate, I'm going to live to be 127. I'm shooting to be 150. So get walking, folks. That's my great thing for the week. Now onto this week's edition of The Grow Show. Years ago, I had a banner made that said, "Procrastination is the language of the poor," and I hung it in our warehouse. I want to be honest with you. It was not well received at all, and I had to take it down. Even Seth, who today is our president, 10 plus years ago when I put it up, he didn't like it. He thought that while it was a good message for me and he understood it and it's a good message for entrepreneurs, it wasn't a good message for the team as they wouldn't know how to interpret that. So on this edition of The Grow Show powered by Steel, I'm going to have it be a complete explanation of what procrastination is the language of the poor means. And since most of our watchers and viewers are owners and leaders, I'm going to tell you what it is, but don't put that banner up in your shop, okay? I think this is something just for us. It's for me and you, not the whole team, okay? In my 40 plus years of business experience, I can tell you, I have seen over and over again the dangers of procrastination. It's not good. I've seen various experts try to say procrastination is a good thing, and I just don't relate to that at all. I think putting things off causes all sorts of issues, and I think it's one of the number one reasons entrepreneurs, owners, and leaders of landscaping companies don't realize their full potential. My son Grant is almost 25 years old. He's now working at Grinder Landscape, and he's in our Cincinnati office, and he's doing a really nice job for us. Growing up, he was a procrastinator. So much, in fact, I would often tell his mom, my wife, Grant's motto is, "Why do today what I can do tomorrow?" But I've come to understand that most kids, teenagers, are like this, and I found that the kids that grow up and do well in business are the ones who break the habit of procrastination, and they prioritize things, and they execute quickly on them. They seize the day. They take advantage of opportunities. Now, since Grant started here, I think the first week of April, I have not seen him procrastinating at all. Quite the contrary. I see him going after things. I see him planning his day out. I see him time blocking on his calendar, bossing his calendar, not letting it boss him. In full disclosure, folks, I still battle procrastination. I think we all do to an extent. But I am far better at battling procrastination at age 47 than I was at 27, 37, or even 47 for that matter, folks. Every year I get a little bit better. And a lot of that has to do, quite frankly, with all the coaching that I do and all the experience I have helping members of Team Grinder improve. And all of you folks, the thousands of owners and leaders of landscaping companies across the U.S. and Canada that I've worked with. I procrastinated with my health. I put my health off too, folks. I long procrastinated getting in shape. When my sweet mother passed away in 2019, I kind of gave up. And at one point, I tipped the scales at 223 pounds, which would look good on me if I was 6'6", but not 5'10". I wore baggy clothes to hide my weight, and I never took off my shirt at the pool as I looked like the Michelin man, okay? At checkup, my cholesterol was not in a good place. My hips hurt regularly when I got out of bed. I would get winded jogging up the driveway from getting the mail, and my driveway is not that long, and it didn't look that good. But I didn't really see the latter until I quit procrastinating about my health. I realized that I have had a lot of success in business, and being out of shape would catch up to me. I wanted to be the cool, and I still to this day want to be the cool older guy who could play soccer with his grandchildren, walk 18 holes on a hilly golf course and carry my bag and not need assistance getting to my truck to go home afterwards. In a future episode of The Grow Show Powered by Steel, I'm going to bring on Chris Spadicher, who has helped me get in shape. And I'm going to have him talk to you about what he's done and how I've overcome procrastination about my health and gotten to work. So here's the first three lessons on overcoming procrastination that I want to share with you. I got three things. There's probably a lot more than three when I get down and think about it, but I have three things that I think will help you with your procrastination issues. Number one, and this is so far in front, we're going to spend the most time talking about this one. It's having a vision. Having a vision of what you want your day, your week, your month, your year, and your life to be like. And to understand what it most likely will be if you procrastinate and don't do the work or take the action. I think that's the most important part, is understanding what's going to happen if you don't do this stuff. I know very clearly what I want the second half of my life to be like. I know what I want to be able to do physically, financially, socially, emotionally. And I know what I want to be able to do with and for my companies and with and for my family. I have this all written out. I refer to it every Saturday or Sunday when I sit down to do my next 2 months plan that I detailed in a past episode of The Grow Show Powered by Steel. We'll put that in the show notes. A few years ago, I lost a very close friend that didn't do a great job of taking care of himself. He was the nicest, smartest guy I knew, and he didn't take care of himself. I don't want to take medication. I don't want to sit in a chair all day and have several drinks each day as, you know, that's what I go to because I can't move. I find other things, okay, that I want to do. I want to get moving. I want to be successful with my life. I know that my health is very important. I have a very clear vision of that. I've also come to understand that movement begets movement. It's contagious. And I'm seeing firsthand the benefits to not procrastinating about my health. I have more energy. I've had more time to think. I've been able to see more clearly what procrastination can do and not do to me. I have in these times of thinking been able to reflect on the things I did and said and made corrections. And I'm just in a lot better frame of mind, all helping me better be a better leader, businessman, husband, brother, friend, dad, and grandfather. This is the thing. When you start understanding a vision, there's other benefits that come from doing these things. The vision for what I want to accomplish is so clear. I'm able to see these distractions in front of me disguised as opportunities from a mile away and steer clear of them. In some ways, it may not seem like walking 3.5 miles to the workout facility, lifting some weights, and walking 3.5 miles back home. I call that a mega. That may not seem like work, but I've come to understand for my role as a CEO of two different companies, a Grow Group and Grunder Landscaping, I got to be the one coming up with new ideas. I got to be the one that's sharp. I got to be the one that's questioning Seth and Vince what we're doing. They don't have time to do all that. They're so engrossed in running those two companies, I feel like I need to help them, okay? So when I clear my mind, things like that happen. So to avoid procrastination, the language of the poor folks, that's what procrastination is. Have a clear vision and know very clearly what will happen to you if you don't go for it, all right? And what can happen to you if you do go for it, okay? What happens if you go for it? What happens if you don't go for it? What happens there? Think about that. Be clear about that. Also, don't misunderstand me. You don't run into everything with reckless abandon. You don't say, well, Marty said not to procrastinate, so I'm just going to go in there. No, that's not what you do. You're still very methodical. You're still planning. The procrastination pertains to the things that you know you should be doing. Many of them are not very big, life-changing things, all right? But you plan through them. Things like building a second home, opening up a second branch, investing in real estate outside your own business. I've done all those things. They were part of my plan. I didn't procrastinate on the planning. I planned. I didn't see a piece of property that I wanted to buy in Cincinnati. Seth and I looked at many pieces of property. Actually, Seth is the one that found the piece of property. We're partners on the deal. He's the one that got the deal together. We didn't rush into it. We moved at a good pace, but we didn't just sit here and talk and say, someday we're going to have a branch. I've been talking about having a branch for way too long. I finally executed on it, and we're doing really, really well with it. I wish I would have done it sooner. We've all met those people who are all talk. Do you like them? Do you really like someone that's all talk? I don't. In Texas, they refer to those people as people that have big hat but no cattle. They talk a big game, but they don't ever have anything to show for it. Is that really what you want? I don't ever want to be remembered as one of those people. So number one, have a vision. Have very clear, understand what could happen to you financially, socially, physically, mentally. What could happen to your family? What could happen to your health in this vision if you did this? And what might happen if you don't? I think health is a very easy thing because I want to be able to have good posture. I want to stand up. I want to be able to chase my grandchildren. I want to be able to walk 18 holes of golf. I want to be alive during the day. I don't want to have to take a 3-hour nap to get through the day. I think sometimes when you understand what can happen to you if you don't do the work, you'll get to work. Okay, so number one, have a vision. Secondly, be organized with the plan to achieve your goals. Meet regularly with accountability partners. Those of you that have joined us today on the Grow Show Powered by Steel that are in our ACE peer groups, you know firsthand the power of being around other risk-taking peers that you're sharing your goals and your soul with. Share your vision with your wife, your husband, a mentor, your partner, your significant other, or someone who will listen and challenge you. I find the more time I take to tell others about my vision, the better I do at achieving the vision. This morning, I had breakfast with one of my clients. He's a mentor of mine. I love talking to him. He has an enormous company, multi-billion-dollar a year company, and he has a perspective that I don't have. And I emailed him a couple questions ahead of this breakfast meeting this morning that I wanted to talk to him about. And he answered those questions during breakfast, but it was some of the other things that we talked about. And I found that the more vulnerable I am with people like my friend Rick, the better I become as a leader and a business person. I'm saying things to him that I want to do. He's saying, oh yeah, I experienced that myself. Here's what I would do if I had a chance to do that. The more you start talking about this, the more organized you get. You get your plan. You start thinking through things. Back to the start of GLC and growth. I'm not afraid to share with people what I'm trying to do. Something happens when you share this, folks. Now, you got to be organized with this, but I think when you talk, the words go out in the air and you process them. They come back in. You think about what you said later and you're like, I told Rick that we were going to do such and such in sales next year. I sure don't want to meet with them next year and tell them I didn't do that. I'm going to get moving. I just think there's great benefit to talking to others about what your goals are. And again, it's not just, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this, shooting from the hip kind of thing. It's, well, we've planned and we think we can hit this revenue number. Would you challenge me on it? And that's a discussion I had this morning at breakfast, was talking through some of those things. You got to be organized, all right? You got to have these things written down. I've used OneNote. I mentioned to it earlier. And I have everything that I'm working on there. I got my life plan, my financial plan, the two businesses that we have. I've got plans on there with where we're going. There's backup goals that Vince at the Grow Group, Seth at Grunder knows about. So it's not confusing as to what we're shooting for here. Our targets are clear. I go to my wife. I go to dinner with my wife and I talk to her about what I'm trying to do. I've mentioned before, we're empty nesters. We have TV trays that we eat our dinner off of once in a while in front of the TV in the family room. And I'll talk to her about what's going on. I share with her our business plans. She's not directly involved in the business. She doesn't come over here every day, but she understands things. She hears me talking to Seth or Vince on the phone when we're driving or whatever. She knows what we're doing. She knows what we're struggling with or whatever. And she's an accountability partner, a very big part of my success. And she's been a big part of my health. I wish I would have listened to her about eating. My wife weighs like the same she weighed when we got married. That's not my case, all right? She's the one that's always been walking. So it's good to have partners around you that care about you and see and understand what you're trying to do and can be positive reinforcement for that. My OneNote's my plan. I focus on that thing nonstop. Got it on my phone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my desktop. And when I start putting things down, I've got my plan of where I want to be for the year. And then I've got the quarter, then I've got the month, then I've got the week, then I've got the day. I got to be honest with you, and this sounds somewhat juvenile, but there's great joy in crossing out the things I want to get done today on my OneNote. I'm recording this at 11:55 a.m. Eastern time. And I've already crossed about 9 things off my list this morning. Some of them were really simple. I recorded an episode of Ace Confidential, which is the little mini video that we send out once a month of all of our members of ACE. I've recorded another podcast in addition to this morning. I did a check run. I wrote 7 thank you notes this morning. And it's amazing when you go in there and you start ripping through things when you have a plan. I always know the night before what I'm going to do tomorrow. Okay, tonight before I go home, I know what I'm going to do tomorrow. I have a thumbnail sketch of what I'm going to accomplish next week. I got a thumbnail sketch of what I'm going to accomplish for the month of August. The vacations and me going away, I've used those as a way to get even more done. The late, great Zig Ziglar used to say the most productive day in an entrepreneur or leader's life is the week before they go on vacation. Could you figure out a way to gamify that, okay, and work like crazy on a daily basis to get things done? Planning for vacations is a big thing. I'm going on one soon, and now this one's going to be with my family, so I'm not going to do a whole lot of work. But I have a whole list and it says, I will get this done by the date I'm leaving. And I've got there's 10 big things on there that I've got to get done. And then I have another list that says, while on vacation, you will do this. Now, this one's a family vacation. There's time when my wife and I are going to be there and our kids aren't and our grandkids. So we're going to have some time to ourselves. There's a couple little work things I'm going to do, but I've got a plan. And the older I get, I'm very comfortable putting myself out there. I mean, look at all this I'm sharing with you. I think when you're organized, folks, you greatly improve your chances for success. You boss your calendar. You don't let it boss you. I think procrastination sets in because you don't have a plan. And so you end up wandering. The plan and the calendar can get you focused and bring some structure to a maddening life. I hope that helps you. And then the last thing, aside from having a vision and then being really, really organized and putting a plan together, I think it's important to reward yourself as you go, small things. I do this with all types of stuff. So a case in point with this podcast, I just told you it's 11:55. I haven't eaten lunch. This podcast is going to end up being probably 23 minutes long. And I'm hungry right now. I'm starving, actually. But I said, darn it, I'm going to get that podcast on procrastination done before I go eat a healthy lunch. So I come up here and get something done. That's a little trick I do. I may say I'm not going to go to lunch until I get the 7 things on my to-do list done. Sometimes I go to lunch at 11:30, which is when ideally I like to eat. There's been times in the last month when I didn't go to lunch till 2 because I didn't get things done. I try to gamify that. On the weekly thing, I do some other things like that. I will reward myself with an extra round of golf. I might sneak out of here early on Friday and go play 9 holes with a friend or a customer if I get a certain amount done. I might splurge for a somewhat unhealthy lunch if I did really well with my steps and lifting. And an unhealthy lunch might mean I go sneak a cheeseburger and some fries and a water, okay? It's not the greatest thing to eat, I get, but you know, once in a while, being rewarded for those things. What can you do? How can you reward yourself for a good month of sales? Annually, what can you do? Right now, I got my eyes on some brand new Ping golf clubs. Now, I just got new golf clubs like almost 4 years ago. I am not very good at golf. I don't think I need new golf clubs, but I saw them and psychologically I'm thinking, gosh, if I get new golf clubs, I can probably go from a 20 handicap to a 15 handicap. Probably not. Okay. My handicap's at 20 right now, but who wouldn't want the latest and greatest golf clubs? But here's what I've told myself. I'm not getting them until I have 10 scores in the 80s at the club I play at, which is very difficult. So far, I've got 2, folks. I got a long way to go. So I'm working on my mind. And I know that sounds a little bit juvenile for today's Grow Show powered by Steel, but these are the ways that I found that I can beat procrastination because it helps keep me focused on my vision. I will share something with you. Seth may not like this, but him and I have a goal. If we hit the sales goal that we're shooting for this year at the company, if we hit them, we're both going to get new robotic mowers for our lawn. If we don't, no new mowers. May sound silly to you, but these things help. They kind of keep you going. They gamify it. It works. All right. I hope in a small way, I've helped you see how procrastination truly can be the language of the poor and how beating it can make a difference. I hope you see a little bit the power of vision and clarity of purpose and where we're going and what can happen to me if I do this and what might happen to me if I don't. I often think that what might happen to you if you don't part, that's the one that gets you moving. So have a vision. Be organized. Boss your calendar. Don't let it boss you. All right? Take a hold of things. Look at where you want to be tomorrow. Look at where you want to be next week. Look at where you want to be next month. Are you moving along? Jim Calli, McFarland Stanford, our strategic partners in our ACE peer groups, always talks about timelines instead of deadlines. What are the milestones you have to hit? How are you doing? And then reward yourself, finally. Start working towards all those things you want. Quit procrastinating and putting things off. Be very clear, again, what can happen to you if you don't put things off and if you just go do them. I know you can do it. Take that first step. Stay on it. Momentum is our friends, folks. Once you get moving, you'd be amazed. Get some going today. Okay, that's going to do it for this week's edition of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. I'm off to eat lunch. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, give it a rating or share a comment. That helps more success-minded landscape professionals find us. And if you really want to help us, take out your phone right now, please, and text this episode to a team or some landscape pro you know. That would really help us. Thanks for joining The Grow Show this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose outdoor power equipment makes our jobs easier every day. Remember to subscribe so you never miss an episode and head to growgroupinc.com to learn more about our other offerings or to find more information to help your landscaping business. We'll talk to you next week.